course menu tonight?
Well, your hairs, I begin in South Africa. Thank you. In South Africa, a sentencing hearing has begun for South African athlete Oscar Pistorius. Pistorius was found guilty of the culpable homicide of his girlfriend, Riva Steenkamp, last month, but was cleared of murder. On the first day of his sentencing hearing, on Monday, a probation officer appearing for the defense has said Pistorius should serve house arrest and community service. He faces up to 15 years in jail, although Judge Thokozile Masipa may suspend the sentence or impose a fine. At the sentencing hearing, Joel Maringa, a prison service officer summoned by the defense, said Pistorius should perform community service and receive 3 years of house arrest rather than imprisonment. But prosecutor Gary Nail described Mr. Maringa's suggestions as, in his words, shockingly inappropriate, adding that they would amount to no sentence. The sentencing hearing, which has now been adjourned, is expected to last several days. It was a weekend of surprises and in some cases upsets at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Defending African champions Nigeria fell to a shock 1-0 defeat away to Sudan to slump to the bottom of Group A. From Lagos, Nigeria, Nightline Africa's Segun on the Dota DMA has a roundup of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas, and good evening, Africa. They are the defending champions, but they may not even get the chance to defend their title. They are the Super Eagles of Nigeria, and they risk missing out of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. In the resumed group stage qualifying for the tournament this weekend, the Nigerian senior football side lost by a lone goal to its Sudanese counterpart and host. It was another shock defeat for Nigeria in the qualifiers, after the Super Eagles lost 3-2 at home to Congo on September 6th. Babika Bakri headed home in the 42nd minute to give Sudan its first points in the group. The latest loss means Nigeria faces the possibility of missing out on the chance to defend its title next year. Nigeria, which won the tournament in 2013, has only a single point midway into the group stage of the tournament. The defending champions still have a mathematical chance of qualifying. They will have to win all their three remaining matches in Group A to make that happen. That is not impossible, but the performance of the Nigerian team in recent times gives little hope that such a feat could be achieved. Also in danger of not qualifying for next year's tournament is Zambia, the 2012 champion. The Chipolopolo of Zambia were held to a draw away in Niger, leaving them with just 2 points from three games in Group F. Algeria continued to live up to its billing as Africa's top-ranked team. It emerged from this weekend's qualifiers as the only remaining side with a 100% record from three games in Group B. Central defender Rafik Kalichi headed home from a corner after 10 minutes, and Jamil Mesbah added another in a 2-0 away win over Malawi in Blantyre. The victory moved the Algerians closer to becoming the first team to secure a place at the finals. Burkina Faso, Cameroon, the Cape Verde Islands and Congo all dropped points for the first time in their respective encounters. Gabon overcame Burkina Faso 2-0 at home in Libreville, while Cameroon, after beating the powerful Ivory Coast in their last game, was held to an unexpected goalless draw by Sierra Leone. The match was moved to Yaoundé because of a ban on playing at home following the Ebola virus outbreak. Cape Verde, surprised quarterfinalists at the last finals, had its winning run ended in a 2-0 defeat in Mozambique, while Congo was beaten 2-0 at home by a resurgent South Africa. The Ivory Coast and Mali bounced back from defeat in their last qualifiers with wins on Saturday, while Togo, led by Emmanuel Adebayo, won his first points with a 1-0 away victory in Uganda. The Ivorians triumphed 2-1 away at the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo, while Mali won 2-0 in Ethiopia. Ghana, playing under caretaker management after firing coach Kwesi Appiah last month, considered a late goal to Guinea in a 1-1 draw in Casablanca. Let's now give a quick rundown of all the results. The first named teams are hosts. Group A, Congo 0, South Africa 2. Sudan 1, Nigeria 0. South Africa is the new group leader on 7 points, followed by former group leader Congo on 6, Sudan on 3, and Nigeria on 1. Group B, Malawi 0, Algeria 2. Ethiopia 0, Mali 2. Algeria is the runaway leader on 9 points, followed by Mali on 6, Malawi on 3, and Ethiopia 0. Group C, Lesotho 0, Angola 0. Gabon 2, Burkina Faso 0. Gabon leads on 7 points, one more than second place Burkina Faso. Lesotho is third on 2 points, while Angola takes Urea on 1. Group D, Sierra Leone 0, Cameroon 0. Democratic Republic of Congo 1, Ivory Coast 2. Cameroon leads on 7 points, Ivory Coast follows on 6, DR Congo on 3, and Sierra Leone on 1. Group E, Uganda 0, Togo 1. Guinea 1, Ghana 1. Ghana leads on 5 points, followed by Uganda on 4. Same as Guinea, which however has inferior goal difference. Togo has 3 points. Group F, Mozambique 2, Cape Verde 0. Niger 0, Zambia 0. Cape Verde is the group leader on 6 points. Next is Mozambique on 5, Zambia on 2, and Niger on 2. And Group G, Botswana 0, Egypt 2. Senegal 0, Tunisia 0. Senegal and Tunisia are tied on 7 points atop the group, but Senegal has a slight edge on goal differential. Egypt has 3 points, while Botswana has none. Back here in Nigeria, local newspapers on Sunday reflected the disappointment among Nigerian fans. Their headlines left no one in doubt about the disaster that the Super Eagles loss to Sudan represents. Sudan sinks Eagles in Khartoum was the headline in the Sunday Sun. Eagles crash in Sudan was how Sunday Vanguard reported the outcome. Sudan outruns soy Super Eagles in Khartoum, the nation. AFCON qualifier, lackluster Eagles lose 1-0 to Sudan, Sunday Punch. And Sudan kicks Eagles out of 2015 AFCON race leadership were some of the other headlines. Meanwhile, this weekend's qualifiers were overshadowed by a surprise announcement on Friday that Morocco wants to postpone January's tournament because of fears over the spread of the Ebola pandemic. But African soccer's governing body, CAF, on Saturday rejected the idea but said it will meet the Moroccan government next month for talks on the issue. Moroccan health officials fear that the biennial 16-nation, 3-week African football showpiece could trigger a spread of the deadly virus. Calling Ebola a major health problem, an advisor to Moroccan sports minister Mohamed Ouzine reiterated the country's reluctance to host the tournament. Should the tournament be shifted from Morocco, South Africa could potentially step in to stage it, having twice before come to the rescue of the tournament organizers. The Guineans play home matches in the Moroccan city of Casablanca. Finally, the draw for the 2014 FIFA Club World Cup, to be hosted by Morocco for the second year in a row, was made by tournament organizer FIFA on Saturday. According to the draw, host Morocco, represented by club Maghreb Tetouan, will enter the tournament in the playoff round, where it will take on Oceanian champion Auckland City on December 10th. Africa's representative at the tournament, which will be the winner of the 2014 African Champions League, will enter in the quarterfinal stage against the winner of the playoff game on December 13th. The African Champions League final will be played by AS Setif of Algeria and AS Vita of DR Congo. The FIFA Club World Cup features the champion clubs from each of the 6 continental confederations, as well as the national league champion from the host country. That ends it for this weekend's edition of Nightline Africa Sports. Thanks a lot for listening. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas the Mighty Umpuga in Washington.
Thanks, Segun. That was Segun, Nightline Africa, Segun on the dot, ADMA reporting from Lagos. Now let's join Daybreak Africa's Mark Owoma in Johannesburg, South Africa, for more sports news.
We begin with athletics. Kenyan defending champion Rita Jeptoe clocked 2 hours 24 minutes and 35 seconds to retain her Bank of America Chicago Marathon crown in the United States of America on Sunday. Ethiopian Mary Dibaba was second ahead of Kenyan Florence Kiplagat. In the men's race, Eliud Kipchoge clocked 2 hours 4 minutes and 11 seconds to lead Sami Kitwara and Dickson Chumba in a 1-2-3 Kenyan medal podium sweep. Ethiopian Kenenisa Bekele was fourth. Turning to football, Algeria pipped Ghana 1-0 as Cameroon edged South Africa 1-0 in Group B action at the Telecom and Namibia Mobile Africa Women's Championship in Windhoek, Namibia on Sunday. Early on Saturday, Namibia beat Zambia 2-0 and Nigeria dismissed Ivory Coast 4-2. Today, Monday, action resumes in Group A when Zambia challenge Nigeria and Namibia encounter Ivory Coast. Finally, hosts Tanzania thrashed Benin 4-1 in a friendly played in Dar es Salaam. Today, Monday, Morocco host Kenya in Marrakesh.
That was Mark Omar reporting in Johannesburg, South Africa. Before we go in tennis, Roger Federer won his first Shanghai Masters title with a straight sets victory over Gael Simon. The Swiss world number three let out a huge roar after unseeded Frenchman Simon hit a forehand into the net to give him a 7-6, 8-6, 7-6, 7-2 victory.
I feel it's unbelievable prestige to win this event, especially put my hands on the trophy for the first time is a good feeling, I must say, and I'm very happy with the way I'm playing. So overall, I'm just extremely happy right now. So this year, I think everything's going really well, and I have still so many highlights to look forward to for the end of the season, which is very nice, because usually everything slows down at the end of the season. But not for me this time.
The 33-year-old Federer won the opening set with his only backhand winner down the line. Simon led 6-5 in the second set and had two set points, but two unforced errors allowed Federer a way back, and the 17-time Grand Slam winner took advantage. For 29-year-old Simon, who went off court for a medical timeout after the first set, it was a second defeat in the Masters final, having lost in Madrid to Murray in 2008. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impuga. Now back to your host.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC.